Brent, why do you think you've been able to come back and have that immediate impact on the score sheet that you have? Any rhyme or reason?
I don't know. To be honest, I thought that'd kind of be like the slowest part, trying to contribute offensively. I thought it'd take a bit longer to get back into it, but I think I felt really good out of that first game, and I think that's kind of gave me a bit of confidence. And obviously playing with, stepping right up and playing with some good players helps, and getting to play some power play right away helps. So I think it's just, once you get rolling, that confidence builds, and that can be a big thing.
With Mark being out, I mean, injuries have obviously been a storyline for this team throughout this year, but the fact that Blake's been able to step in, what have you thought of the job he's done down the middle?
It's really impressive. I always thought it was easier for a centerman to play the wings, but he's done a great job of filling in. He looks like a centerman out there. He's pretty good on faceoffs for not having taken a lot before, and he's really good in our own end. And, if you wouldn't have, known who he was before, you would think he's a centerman.
You give him pointers?
No, he hasn't asked for any, but I think he's done a great job so far, so I haven't really had to say anything.
What do you expect to see against this Detroit team? I mean, you obviously didn't play against them in the first game, but what do you know about this group?
They got a pretty good combination of, some older leadership and some good players and some young, fast players. It's a pretty good mix, and I haven't played against them yet this year, so I mean, I watched the game last time. But most I can do is watch video and know the guys that I've played against before, what they bring to the table, and let's go from there.
Blake said that confidence can be easy to lose, harder to get back. With the way that this group played on the road against Central Division teams to get those wins, what does that do for this group?
I think it does give us confidence, but I think tonight's a big game. Coming off those big wins, you don't want to lose momentum, and you don't want to give yourself a pat on the back just yet. I mean, it's only a couple games, and we just hit 500 in the standings. So, if anything, tonight is an even bigger game for us, because it'll determine if we get the ball rolling or if we're going to be fighting to get back again.
This team struggled sometimes to put together the three wins in a row. But then, what makes that third win so challenging? Is it trying to maintain that? That even keel, or
yeah, I just think it's such a competitive league. I mean, you're getting every night, the points up for grabs, and you're playing against good players. And I think it is kind of a mindset. You almost have to treat it like you're in a hole. And the best thing we can do is not be too proud of ourselves right now for winning a couple tough games. Is to realize what it took to win those games and how we played to win those games and bring it again.
The idea of getting back up to game speed, you're making it look like an antiquated notion with the start that you've had. Is it?
To be honest, I didn't think I would be contributing offensively like I have been, but that's been kind of a nice bonus. I could feel better. I mean, I think I'm still kind of riding that, the energy of not playing for so long. There's been times in the games where I have been a little fatigued, but I've just been trying to keep my shifts really short and do the little things, and luckily offensively I've been able to chip in.